the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Hey, it is Brian and Tricia. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This coverage is brought to you by The Plumbing Doctor, E-Town's Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, Cupper's Choice, and Fonte Coffee, and Colton Steakhouse and Grill. We're live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
And we have our next guest, Allison Goucher from Kroger, but you are the Kroger Derby Coordinator.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you have a really important job because you are in charge of the flowers, the roses, the garlands. So tell us about this.
Yeah, so it is very exciting. It's the best trophy in sports, right? So being able to craft the garland of roses and the garland of lilies is a huge honor. And we do it at our Middletown Kroger on Thursday and Friday of Derby Week.
And this is something you've been doing since you're wearing a shirt. This is crafting of the garland since 2010.
Yes, so it's a huge honor and it's really exciting. And it's really the reason why I live in Kentucky is to be able to do this.
Really? That is why you're here?
Yes, that is why I'm here.
And so tell us, how many flowers are in these garlands?
Yeah, so we get over 6,000 red freedom roses in, and we'll use approximately 465 on the garland. We'll use others at the winter circle of the track, and we make boutonnieres and other things throughout the week, but we've found that perfect 465, give or take, for the garland of the roses. And for the lilies, we look for about 145 starfighter lilies.
And do you go somewhere to pick them out yourself, or how does that process work?
Yeah, so Passion Flowers grows the roses for us, specifically for the specs that we've given them to fit the garland. We want them to be the perfect size, the perfect shape, really look like you can roll a quarter straight down in the rose to go all the way to the center, so that it all looks the same and is ready to go.
And you say that people can go and watch this being put together, being built, crafted.
Yep.
So what do people get to experience when they do that?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. So we have lots of local vendors there, plus you see us working on the garland. Who can say that they've been able to see that done? We hand out a pin. We also hand out rose petals, so you get something for coming. We'll have some jockeys there, some local vendors selling some things. Plus, it's just a great community event, and it really gets you in that Derby spirit for when you see the next day the garland going on that horse. You went and saw it.
And you said this is at the Middletown?
Yes.
When? What are the days again for
so,
that?
So, May 2nd and 3rd from 6 to 9 on Thursday and 4 to 9 on Friday.
All right. And Derby pins. You're wearing a really big Derby pin on your hat.
I am. So you can buy those. Both of our E-Town stores have them. They're right up front. So you want to look for that gold pin. We're also selling, we're the official retailer for the metal pin. So it's nice collectible item. They're $10 and there's a 10 off 50 coupon in there. The plastic pins are $7 in store, or at Kroger, they're 5 for 30. So get those before Thunder and all the other great events.
Yeah. And Brian Walker actually got one of the gold pins. Was that the first you'd ever gotten?
First I ever got. I'm a lucky, lucky boy. Jennifer Myers got one also.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So make sure you register those pins and win that grand prize.
All right. Allison Goucher, thanks so much for coming and talking to us. And
thanks
for what you do for the Derby.
Thank you all.
We are Quixie 98.3.